You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Mom life. We're surrounded with the message that it's the tired life, the no time for myself life, the hard life. And while it is hard and full of lots of servitude, the idea that motherhood means a joyless life is something I'm passionate about putting a stop to. I'm on a mission to help you stop counting down the minutes till bedtime. At least most days. I want you to stop cleaning up after your kid's childhood and start being present for it. Start enjoying it. I believe in John 10:10 that we are called to abundant life, and I know mothers are not excluded from that promise. Join me in conversations about simplicity, minimalism, and lots of other good stuff that leads to a life of less for the sake of enjoying more in your motherhood. I'm Ali Casaza, and this is The Purpose Show. Hey friends. Oh my gosh, I'm so looking forward to this episode. It's going to be so fun. I had this idea when I was getting questions, just during like a really fun Instagram live Q&A. And I just can't wait. I kind of put a list together of just funny things and just, I don't know, interesting things about the early days of my blogging journey. And I came up with 13 things you probably didn't know about the early days of my blog. So this will be super fun. Okay, the first thing is it actually started in 2011 as a family newsletter. It was called the Casaza Family Blog. It looked terrible. It had like a really generic background on it of like blue sky and grass. And it was just meant to keep family up to date on our life. I had just had Leland, and I just kind of felt like, okay, things are just getting really crazy. I've got two babies now, and I'm noticing that I'm busier than I used to be. And I think it would be a good writing outlet, because I've always been a writer, to have a place to update everybody and just kind of have a family newsletter instead of sending out emails. So that's actually how this whole thing started, which I think is hilarious. I remember writing the blog post about like when Leland was born and having a picture of his little feet in black and white and writing about like the birth and just updating everyone on how he was doing. And side note, also fun fact, we actually used to spell Leland's name with two E's, and then we changed it when he was like, after he was a year old, we changed it to one E. Who does that? So I remember it was like Leland, L-E-E-L-A-N-D, Cade's birth. And it's just so funny and so old and ridiculous. It was just, it's so funny to me. That's how it started. A second fun fact is that after that, I started to really get the blogging bug and fall. Like I said, I've always been a writer, and I found that I was able to write somewhere, and it was a really great outlet for me. Like after the kids would go to bed, I would want to write, and I started like writing my thoughts and my feelings and what I was learning about marriage and motherhood and all these different things. And the Casaza Family Blog just kind of felt, I don't know, it didn't feel like it fit anymore, especially because I had it in mind as like a newsletter for family members. And so I came up with the name The Purposeful Housewife, and it turned into that later. A third fun fact is that it was hosted on Blogspot. I don't know if you guys remember Blogspot. It was owned by Google. I don't even know if it still exists or people are still using it, but it was like the place to be back in the day. And my website was thepurposefulhousewife.blogspot.com because I couldn't for the life of me figure out how to get my own URL. Like I didn't know anything. So it was hosted on Blogspot. It was like super beta, and it was just, it's so funny. I used like the generic backgrounds and themes, and I had like a barely readable font, and I just thought I was so amazing and so cool, and I was blogging all of these like things that I was learning about, and I remember that time as a time where I just like, I was just so in love with blogging. It was a fun time, but I did not realize like how little I knew. Next fact is I once spent 2 weeks trying to figure out how to get my own URL, and that is basically like blog 101. It is so incredibly straightforward. It's hilarious that I spent weeks trying to figure that out, and I remember I didn't even end up figuring it out. It stayed like the .blogspot.com for a long time because I couldn't figure it out. Next thing is it used to have music on it. So you would go to my blog and it's like instrumental version of, I don't know, some One Republic, like happy song used to play. And you would like be listening to music while you read about like what I was learning as a wife that month. And the day that I figured out that if I was feeling really like down and stuck, that if I just packed the kids up and wore my baby and went to the park, it would turn into a really good day. And I wrote about like how I liked being outside. And I found that if we would just get out of the house, the day would get better. And all of these like super basic things that I just was learning as a new mom, and you would be listening to music and it was just hilarious. Okay. The sixth thing is that my blog actually used to read kind of like a devotional. It wasn't very like practical. It was very like deep and really like devotional kind of based. And now it's way more like tactical, like practical tips, like action oriented things. And I thought about this a lot. I'm like, why did it change? Why was it so different back then? And I realized it changed because that's just where my writing naturally took me as time went on. When you do something over and over and over again, like when you're writing, you know, all these different times, you know, week after week for years, like you change, you learn things and you kind of adapt and you become a certain type of writer. And that's just kind of naturally how I evolved as a writer, as a blogger, as a person. I also realized that that's the type of person that I am. I'm a really like blunt, logical, practical person. And if somebody comes to me with a problem, I listen and I'm there and I'm really empathetic. I'll often like cry for my friend when they're not even crying yet. Like I am a good friend and I can listen. Then I kind of get like, okay, like what are we going to do about this though? I've had so many times in my life where I'll be like, you know what? I'm just really not happy with the way things are going right now. I'm going to change my entire life and I will do it. I'm something that I'm passionate about is helping, like taking action in my own life and helping other people actually do something about their problems and take action. And so I think as I just matured and got deeper into motherhood and deeper into writing, this is kind of what I evolved into. I think it's just really interesting to think about things like that. Number seven is the pictures on my blog were actually like stolen and illegal because that's how clueless I was. So you're not allowed to just like Google pictures of a sad woman and then like save the image to your computer and use it in a blog post. That's illegal. You don't have the rights to do that. You have to like get the photos from a location that says it's okay to take our photos and use them on your website. Like the copyrights allow for that. And I did not know that. And so for a long, long time, the pictures on my tiny little blog were illegal and nobody really noticed because nobody was watching me. But I do remember one day I had had a blog post. It was just a really like reflective blog post about an older couple that I'd had a conversation with, and it was about marriage. And I had Googled like picture of an old couple, and there was a really beautiful picture of an old man like kissing the forehead of his like elderly wife, and it was really sweet. And I used the photo on that blog post, and that blog post gained some traction. It was actually my first blog post ever that just like went somewhere in the internet. It didn't go viral or anything, but it got to like more than five people. And that was a big deal for me. It got to like, you know, hundreds of people and people were passing it around. They really liked it. And I remember getting an email in my inbox that day that was like, hey, you need to take this photo down. You don't have the rights to use it. It's mine. And I freaked out. And yeah, so fact number seven, my pictures used to be illegally stolen because that's how clueless I was.
Do you feel like you're barely getting through your days, friend? Does motherhood feel more like a hurricane of chaos that you're just kind of surviving rather than the awesome, joy-filled season that you want it to be? While motherhood is hard, and I'm not going to lie to you about that, and it is servitude and giving to your family from yourself, it doesn't have to be something that we're waiting to be over, something that we're spending counting down the minutes till nap time or bedtime or waiting for the next day to start. If you're wanting to sort through the clutter in your mind, your heart, your home, calendar, health, routines, and relationships, I created Unburdened just for you. It is a guide that will help you go from drowning in a sea of stress and overwhelm to owning your time and living the best version of your motherhood so you can live abundant, well, and intentionally focused on those who matter most. Unburdened is the overwhelmed beginner's guide to a simpler motherhood. In Unburdened, I will walk you through how to stop overcomplicating, procrastinating, and just start making positive changes now, how to declutter just a little bit, not getting super deep into it because you can't handle that when you're this overwhelmed, but just kind of a surface declutter that will get you real results in your house so you can just clean up less. How to declutter toxic relationships in your life and set some good boundaries. How to simplify clean eating, get healthy, and feel better finally. How to simplify your calendar. How to start owning your time and not just manage it as life happens to you. How to stop just setting goals and letting them sit there and start actually defining where you want to go and getting there through reverse engineering and goal setting. How to create a cleaning routine that works for you and your life. This course is a mini course. It is small, but it is straightforward, and it is everything for the mom who feels like she needs a total overhaul but is too overwhelmed to start. It'll help you simplify the things that have you stuck and leave survival mode behind for good. If this is resonating with you and sounds like you and something that would really help you right now, go to bit.ly/getunburdened or click the show notes for this episode and click the link to Unburdened and just check it out, read about it, see if it sounds good to you. I really poured my heart into this little course and I created it for the mom who's just really wanting to simplify and declutter and pursue a life of less, but she's so burdened and so overwhelmed with the mess of just all the things. It's not just her house, and she wants to sort of simplify on the surface of all the different things in her life so that she can focus on her family more, so that then maybe she can focus more specifically on really truly purging her entire house. So this sounds like it's for you. I encourage you to check it out. You're probably the person that I created this for, and I want you in there. I want you to have it. I want to help you. So go check it out, bit.ly/getunburdened.
Number 8, I freaked out so bad the first time someone recognized me in public. So you can kind of tell that these are getting like different as my blogging journey progressed. So I remember at this point, I had figured out how to have my own URL, and it was just thepurposefulhousewife.com. And it was, my blog was there and I was blogging really regularly, but I was still like nothing. There was nobody. There was hardly anybody watching my stuff and reading my stuff. And I remember I went to Kaiser and through our insurance, and I was waiting to take one of our kids to the doctor. And this woman came up to me as the nurse was calling me back. And she was like, "I just have to tell you, I love your blog." I stood there like an idiot and just stared straight ahead. I didn't know what to say. I was shocked. I was embarrassed. I was taken aback, and I just like didn't even know. I just stood there, and I think I muttered something like, "Thanks," like super blunt, and like it was really awkward. And then I went into the doctor's office. Later, that same woman just like sent me a message, and she was like, "I am the one who said hi to you at the doctor. I hope I didn't freak you out. Like, I hope I wasn't rude. Like, you seemed like really taken aback. I'm really sorry. And I just love your stuff so much." And we actually ended up forming a friendship, and we joke about it all the time. So, Jeanette, if you're listening, that was really awkward, and I've never been that awkward in my entire life, and I don't even know. It just shocked me, and I freaked out. I like went home and was like hyperventilating to Brian, like, somebody recognized me. I didn't know this was gonna happen. Oh my gosh. And you know what's even funnier is that I still struggle with it. Like, the public eye thing, it just freaks me out. When you start a blog, you're not thinking that that's gonna happen. You're just blogging. But then if it evolves and it becomes something, you know, that happens. And it's just like a side note. I probably wouldn't have done this if I would have known that was going to happen, because I'm so introvert. Like, now I'm better. Like, I'm used to it. It happens every week, and I'm like nice, and I love meeting you guys, and I'll like hug you and take a picture with you, and it's like super fun. But oh my gosh, I freaked out so bad. It sent me like careening into an introvert freak out. So that was another fun fact. The next one is, one time I made like $30 from having Google Ads spend on my blog, which is like super old and ghetto. And I was really excited, and I took my money And I went to Barnes & Noble to buy a book about switching to WordPress and not using Blogspot anymore, because that was kind of like more legit than Blogspot. And I wanted to be more legit really bad. So I went and got that book and I studied. That book was like thicker than my dining room table. And it was everything about WordPress. I studied that book like I was studying for the bar exam. And I like cram session studied that book. I learned everything about WordPress. Then I made the switch to WordPress and I hated it more than anything. It lasted like less than a month and it was a huge waste of time. And that's just one of those things that happened as a blogger. Next fun fact, I actually taught myself everything. I even taught myself how to code, which people go to school for years for that and get paid like upwards of $200,000 a year to know how to do that. And I know how to do that. I taught myself how to do that because this was the day before Squarespace. Squarespace will code for you. Side note, I actually use Squarespace now. And if you want to start a blog, go to Squarespace. It's the best. But yeah, I taught myself how to do everything. I know everything about Pinterest. So growing your blog through Pinterest. I know everything about coding a website. I know how to edit photos and do photography for a blog. I know how to grow on any social media platform. I learned everything because I was dedicated to growing and I couldn't afford to pay anybody. Next fun fact, I freaked out. I was so happy. I celebrated with a cake at my house with my husband and my kids when I hit like less than 500 followers or 500 followers because I thought I had like made it and I was so excited and so proud and it was a huge goal for me. Later, side note, later I went to a blog event and I realized that these other bloggers had like tens of thousands of followers and I was so embarrassed that I had celebrated that. Like I just wanted to die. It was really embarrassing. Okay, number 12. After that blogging event that I just mentioned, I came across an article that had featured some of the bloggers who were there, and I learned that they had brought their husbands home from their jobs with the money that they made from their blogs. But it was because they put ads on their websites and they had sponsored posts and affiliate links and all of that. And I really didn't want to do that. So I had decided then and there that day that I was not going to stay at 500 followers. I was going to celebrate tens of thousands one day. And that I too was going to figure out a way to bring my husband home from my blog, but I was going to find a way to do it without selling out with ads and sponsorships. Because I felt, and I still feel, that's why I don't have paid sponsors for the podcast, that it dims the quality of my work and of my website and my content. And back then, this was impossible. It didn't exist. If you wanted to make money blogging, you had to have ads and banners on your site. You had to do affiliate links and make little tiny bits of money in huge ways. And it didn't exist. There was no other way. But I knew, I was determined, and I made a goal to find a way. And later, my courses were born. My site now brings in 7 figures, and Brian and I run the company from home together. Dreams can happen. So keep going. Number 13. The last fun thing that I'm going to share with you about the early days of my blog journey is the first person that I ever hired was Kenna. She is my assistant. I was curled up on the floor in my room after going viral. I had over 2,000 emails in my inbox, and some of them were really mean and abrasive, and I had never dealt with that before. I was so freaked out. I was introverting hard. I didn't know what to do or how to get to all of them. My Instagram was blowing up. I was just so freaked out and overwhelmed. I posted in a Facebook group for entrepreneurs, and I was basically like rocking back and forth in the fetal position and just posted like, oh my gosh, help. And Kenna was one of the many people who reached out to me. Something just jumped out at me about her. I called her and I hired her on the spot. She got through all my emails in like 2 days. And she promised me she would never not let an email go more than 48 hours, two business days without answering it. And more than 2 years later, she still handles all my emails for me. She's the best customer service representative of all time. She responds to the rudest people so kindly. She is one of my biggest supporters. She's seen me through TV appearances, virality, public humiliations, introvert freakouts, major business triumphs, goal failing, and goal reaching of all kinds. She was my first hire, and I just just adore her. So if you ever send me an email, say hi to Kenna for me. And that is 13 things you probably didn't know about the early days of my blog. It's so funny to see how things can turn out from starting a family newsletter in 2011. I hope that this was fun for you guys to hear. This was an episode of The Purpose Show. Did you know there's an exclusive community created solely for the sake of continuing discussion surrounding The Purpose Show episodes and to get you to actually take action and make positive changes on the things that you learn here? Go be a part of it. To join, go to facebook.com/groups/purposefulmamas. That's M-A-M-A-S. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you're ready to up-level and really take action on the things I talk about on my show and get step-by-step help from me, head to alikasaza.com for free downloads. There's also courses there, classes, and ways that you can learn more about what the next step might look like for you and to focus on whatever it is that you really need help with in this season you're in right now. I'm always rooting for you, friend. See you next time.